I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A pastor in Azerbaijan has endured trial after trial. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
if it wasn't difficult enough for Zohar to endure incarceration, his wife has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Officials chose this time to raid the church led by Zohar, claiming it wasn't registered. Azerbaijan's part of Central Asia, where Islam is becoming increasingly tied with national identity.
All this, included with pressure from the Russian government to really pull them back in line, has resulted in a harvest that seems to be difficult to harvest.
Pray for Zohar and his wife, and pray for the nations of Central Asia. Next, Hurricane Sandy left Haiti in shambles. 20 inches of rain led to flooding and mudslides that destroyed crops and killed the livestock. Food for the Hungry reports that widespread hunger and disease can be expected as a result of the hurricane. They have an emergency fund that'll help Haiti get back on its feet, so pray that the people's physical and spiritual needs will be met. To get involved, go to mnnonline.org. And a medical team from West Michigan's been in Haiti all this last week, but the trip has nothing to do with Hurricane Sandy. It was planned long before she was even a blip on the radar. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says it may seem coincidental, but it was clear evidence of God's timing.
The missionary team is so overwhelmed, so to speak, with all the needs that are going on. There's all the physical needs, from housing and farm animals and gardens and possessions that are lost because of flooding, and as well as personal loss, in many cases loss of life.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.